what I suggested to the minister, and in fairness to the minister, he took it on board, that the pathway for entrance at the moment is very, very hard because of, you know, you need tonnage and kilowatt that's already in the sector, the fishing sector. Now, at the moment, there's a lot of decommissioning going on. What I suggested to the minister was that the department or the government set aside a certain amount of tonnage and kilowatts, which really the kilowatts is the engine size, the tonnage is the boat size, to young entrants who want to get into the fishery, because at the moment it's almost impossible. I think there has to be a pathway, because I know there's a lot of money being spent on piers and harbours, but I've been consistently saying there's no point in having all these piers and harbours if you don't have young fishermen coming into the industry. So in fairness to the ministry, you know, he did take it on board.
And indeed, it's no secret that the fishing sector has faced great adversity, but the future of it does need to be protected now, as you say, with creating some pathway.
Absolutely. Look, you know, it's getting harder and harder in all the areas. And I mean, there's been some, you know, quota cuts and the mismanagement, I suppose, of the fisheries in the past 15, 20, 30 years has been abysmal. But, you know, I think that the onus is on us now as representatives and committee members is to at least make it easier and to have young people, and particularly young men and women, to have a pathway where, as I suggested to the minister, his brief is also in agriculture, and there is a pathway there through that. So, I mean, I think that's a template that could be used to get young people at least having the conversation about going fishing rather than pitfalls and the obstacles in front of them.